The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the type for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At A.J. is The Real. At Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You can also watch us on Twitch, comment there, as a lot of people are. And part of that legacy thing we were talking about with players, Houston media critic brought up a good one, Kevin Garnett.
Big time.
Yeah, and he was not great Kevin Garnett when they won. He was still very good, but he wasn't the guy that was so dominant for all those years in Minnesota. So... do you want to get into that game, or do you want to hear my positive Rona update for the day?
Well, let's get into that game, because that's okay. What we teased. But if you didn't see the end of that game, there's – and because I would give James grief about this, I think Donovan – and maybe because Donovan Mitchell's so young, he'll avoid it. But losing the ball in that situation can't happen. It just can't. And so he gets stripped. Bonehead move. Then the Nuggets drive down. What are they thinking? Like, don't you have to... You definitely don't try to lay it in. You're killing clock. The game's over. You kick it out. You hope that somebody fouls you something. They miss a layup. And now the Jazz have another shot. And, Donovan Mitchell's down there jumping around, waving his arms in the air. Hey, throw me the ball. And Mike Conley, I don't think, sees him, because Donovan Mitchell was so disgusted with himself for losing the ball that he never got back on defense. So he was basically like the cherry-picking kid in a pickup game. But Mike Conley runs down and chucks up a last-second three that basically went in and out and in and then out, which was just brutal. But it almost seemed like every bad decision that could have been made at the end of that game was made. And I think it brings into question really how good are these teams. Because between game six of the Rockets Thunder that we saw the other day and that, like, the ends of these games are just who wants it less.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
Yeah. I was never really sold on either one of these teams. To me, I felt like I would, if I were the Lakers or Clippers, I'd rather face either one of these guys probably than the Rockets or the Thunder. But, I mean, not that they're not going to beat them both. But that was – guys get tight in those situations. Those guys haven't really been there.
Yep.
And in a Game 7 especially. And that's why I'll be curious to see what happens tonight, because, those guys have been there before. But is it going to make a difference?
I don't know. Well, they've both been there, they've all been there. No one's had success.
Well, they've had success in this round.
Yeah.
But
they all have a bigger goal than that at this point.
You would hope. Although, I don't know. I mean, I think OKC would be happy with, hey, we won this and get to play the Lakers.
Well, whatever happens, OKC's they've exceeded what their expectations were coming into the season.
Right.
So it makes sense for them to be happy with that. But, well, I don't think the Rockets can be – the Rockets certainly aren't going to be happy if they go out this round. Honestly, if I'm the Rockets and you go into the locker room after the game, like, even then the conversation is like, boy, we got away with that one, didn't we?
Yeah.
You can't go in there beating your chest like, yeah, we knew it all along.
Well, we'll find out soon enough. And clearly it will be a topic tomorrow. Although if they win pretty easily, I don't know. How much there is to say about it.
Let's talk to Q-Dini. Hello, Q-Dini.
Hey, guys. Sports.
Sports to you.
I just had a couple of comments and questions. What do you guys think? Does Hart need to win more than one, or do you think one will put him in that conversation with some of the top elite players? And if it's going to take more than one, do you think the small ball will get him those two, the multiple championship he needs, or what do you think? What players do you think is going to take to get him to get those multiple championships? I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, I'll say this. It depends on what James Harden wants. If James Harden wants to go down as a legend of the game, like the Kobe Bryants and Michael Jordans and those, yeah, you have to win more than one. If he doesn't want to go, like, if he wins one, he won't go down as, his legacy won't be a career playoff bust. That's the thing. That's what he's fighting for.
I think for one thing, let's let him get one first. But yes, yeah. I think it changes the whole legacy. And I think if he does win one, it puts him in there with Dirk and some of those guys. And, you know, I think he's, but, you know, you're not going to be in the LeBron, Kobe, Jordan conversation. He's not that. He's not going to be in that conversation.
He's probably never going
to
be
that. It doesn't matter that he wants to be in that. So, you know, that's and guess what? Steph Curry could win three more. He's not going to be in that conversation either.
Three more?
Yeah, because he's part of a team that's got a bunch of those guys.
Well, but so is Michael Jordan.
Yeah, but nobody remembers that. Everybody forgets the fact.
So was Kobe Bryant.
You go look at how
they were the best guy. But why wouldn't people think that about Steph Curry?
Because I don't know if Steph Curry is really the best player on that team.
I mean, what?
I mean, Klay Thompson is a fantastic shooter too.
He is, but
he also had Kevin Durant on that team.
But they won championships before Kevin Durant, makes it. You can't say KD needed the Warriors to win and the Warriors needed KD.
I'm not saying that. I think the Warriors were damn good without him. I think they were damn good with him. But I don't think that if Steph Curry is the only guy on that team, he's not winning championships. And, I mean, he needs those guys.
But who is?
LeBron.
LeBron didn't win a championship when he was the only guy.
As close as anybody has.
But he didn't do it.
Dirk did. Yeah.
But does that make Dirk a great
center? I know you get defensive about Steph Curry, but Steph Curry's not ever going to get in that conversation with Jordan and Kobe.
If Steph wins six titles, that's an absurd statement.
No, it's not an absurd statement.
A guy who with multiple MVP awards and six titles won't be in the conversation for greatest of all time?
Not with Jordan still out there. I'm just telling you.
We'll agree to disagree on that.
And he's not even the best player of this era. That's LeBron.
Well, not if he wins six championships. Well,
for one thing, he's not going to win six.
I don't think so either.
But, you know, that's not going to change anything. But you can't sit here and tell me that he's going to get the same credit as Michael Jordan. It's not going to happen. And a lot of it, fair or not, is nobody remembers that Jordan had to have all those guys around. And Jordan had better players around him, frankly. Some of those guys.
Than Steph?
Yeah. And I think Steph's had some great players around him. Maybe not when they had Durant on the team.
Yeah.
But, you know, the only thing that they didn't have was a center. They were trotting out Bill Winningtons and Bill Cartwrights.
Well, neither did the Warriors.
But that was an era where you kind of needed one. But, you know, Dennis Rodman was as good a rebounder as this league's ever seen and never gets enough credit. And, you know, and I don't know what happened in San Antonio with him, but you know, that guy made a huge difference. And Horace Grant before that, who also helped the Orlando Magic get to the finals. And that's not even talking about Pippen and those other guys. And maybe the greatest coach ever.
That helps, too. Steve Kerr. Oh, you're talking about someone else.
No. So
not Steve Kerr. My bad. All right. I got to tell you guys about Carbach. And we were just talking about it. We're going to be out there next Thursday for the Texans' first football match of the year. Can you believe it? It's football season in Houston, Texas, and we'll be out at Carbach to celebrate. They've got a ton, and in fact, they'll have the beer that Eric and I brewed together. We'll be on tap. It'll make its debut. It's going to be a first timer, a rookie, making his debut. But the pub is open now. You can go out. You can have a drink there. You can sit down at the bar and have a meal. I mean, things are going back to normal, baby. I mean, you still got to wear a mask when you go to the bathroom and stuff, just like anywhere else. But at least they're open. And you can have some of those great beers that aren't you wouldn't otherwise be able to get. Guys, make it out and see us next Thursday at Carbach. We'll be out there from 2 to 7, the Astros opener, and then the Texans afterwards. So, and make sure when you get out and about, you grab yourself a Carbach.
Dark hair, she look like she go. She do. Hometown hero, feeling myself, can't murder my ego. She heard of my deep stroke, she said, babe, does it.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And there was a car chase.
Yeah, why'd they go away?
And a great escape, and nobody's doing it.
There was some slick moves,
yeah, man. Good play-by-play on Twitch.
I mean, that guy's screwed, but I respect his hustle. He ain't gonna make it.
No, they never do. I mean, they always get them.
Yeah. Who gets away in a car chase?
Have we ever seen anyone escape?
In the history of time, I don't think it happens.
So, yeah. And, guys, let's not do the stupid who's the greatest thing. That's not where the conversation was supposed to go. That is the most played out discussion in all of sports. So, well, it was on 13, and then... Yeah, you know, so we looked at the other stations, and they've got weather.
They're not even carrying it.
Oh, no, there's a tropical wave going into the Yucatan. Ooh.
Play the hits, dummies.
Yeah, and there was a break-in. So here's Houston's Almanac, where today's high was 99, the low was 83. The average is 93 and 73. You know, it'd be nice if we could get the average. Yeah, that's what Fox 26 has on right now. What happened? Did they catch the guy and we just didn't see it?
No, I think they might have lost the actual camera from the chopper, because if you go to ABC 13, because like a lot of these people or a lot of these stations, they'll put it up on their website nonstop. It's just a video stream of the Transtar cam right now, so they might actually lost the feed from the chopper.
How's that happen?
Who did the chopper crash?
Maybe they had multiple out there.
Boy, that'll cost you if you make a police helicopter crash. You're in trouble when they catch you. That's an expensive. I mean, he's already ruined a couple cop cars.
That'd be the news helicopter that would have crashed.
Yeah,
from the police helicopter.
Yeah, oh, the police don't want us to see this.
But that's also the ruined some driveways and.
Where are your other? Okay, there's that future cast where the cold front's going through.
I like the forecast is very. It's very scientific. It says nice and then three exclamation points. How's the weather? Nice.
Here's your 7-day outlook. Yeah, and now they're on to game 7 tonight.
The news sucks without car chases. That's
unfortunate. There's no other reason to watch it except for that.
And we have two people who work at the station who have influence on that.
Yeah.
We should probably pass that.
We have one. I don't think Joel's allowed to.
I think she has to read the teleprompter and do what they say.
He's not allowed to tell her anything.
Yeah.
Trying to get Joel in trouble at home? Come on, Bubba. Come on, Bubba.
Oh, boy.
Just kidding, Joel.
Yeah.
We know you're the man of the house. It was a joke.
You're not allowed to joke about anybody here, apparently.
I know.
So
the last time we saw the feed, it was the closest major intersection was Pinemont and T.C. Jester.
Yeah, that is okay. In, like, Ella area. Like, yeah. That's it's close to... Yeah, that's Garden Oaks is what the area that I would call it.
I wonder what good escape road there is there, though. Now, the good news is, during the Ronaverse, traffic's not that bad if you get on 45
or any of
those places.
But that's bad for the cops, too. I mean, that's bad for the, it goes both ways, because the cops have it easier, too.
Yeah, although, yeah, there might be just enough traffic where you could use these guys as blockers.
That's possible.
That's what I would be doing. And so if you're listening in your white truck... I would try to get to the freeway and use those cars to kind of block off the cops and maybe, you know what? And then you can kind of blend in.
Yeah.
Because there's plenty of white pickup trucks on the freeway. in Houston, Texas. Hundreds of them. So then they get confused, and maybe you escape. That's what I would do. So, yeah, I remember when they were telling us it would be in the 50s. It's like 77s.
It's back.
All right, here we go. And guess what?
Same guy still rolling?
He's on the freeway. He's booking, too.
Man, he's pacing well.
Yeah, so...
He's widened the gap between him and the closest cop.
Well, yeah, he's going pretty fast.
Where is he, 290?
Oh, that... Whoa!
No, that's not... That's a feeder road. Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a 290 feeder road because there's no construction.
He's going to hit somebody ongoing.
Yeah, this is bad.
He's going at what we would call an unsafe speed on that road.
Zach says they've got him blocked at the feeder at 290 and 610.
Hempstead and 11th.
Okay. So Hempstead's kind of a...
That's a janky road to be driving that fast
on. Yeah, it is. But it's kind of open.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at it now. Yeah. That's about 20 seconds with no other car, and there's one. Yeah. I mean, yeah, he's got some space.
Dude, he's
cornering. All the cops are still right behind him.
He's cornering well, though. I like the way he's doing the corners, and he's opening it up in the straightaway, and he's handling that truck very well. And I think that's he's going to use this car as a blocker.
Yeah, he's trying to make the cop crash. That's his goal. Yeah.
Apparently, they lost the signal the first time, and they could lose it again at any point.
Oh, great.
Well, what do you mean lose the signal? You got one. You're the news.
You're a helicopter. All you got to do is follow along and point. How hard is it? Oh, man. Poor cars that are going the same direction have no idea what's going on. Could you imagine you're just driving along?
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah. That's yeah. So that.
That's 290, right? Hempstead and 290 now.
I believe so,
Yep. That looks familiar. Okay, so they're trying to set up. Oop, there's another good move.
Wow.
This dude is an ace.
That wasn't even cop set up. That was just people at a stoplight.
Yeah, he just whipped right around him.
Dude, he's got really good tires.
He's at Washington and I-10, Tyler said.
Okay. Ooh, that's a...
Well, that's a busy area.
Yeah, well, especially this time of day, you would think. So that doesn't look like Washington.
Where's he going, Urban South?
Almost hit one there.
Well, luckily there's a collision center nearby.
Yeah, he's picking it up though. I really like the way he's accelerating. Now he's slowed down here and
he's dealing with traffic. Oh
yeah.
He's getting caught. This is what people do wrong. You want to go into an area where there's some pop. Now it's like when you're going into one of those circle drives.
We lost the signal again. This is on the Granados.
Like when you have to do one of those things where you go into a circle and like a roundabout, that's never good for if you're trying to evade the police. Okay. You want to go to an area where there's some traffic, because if you're on a straightaway, you're going to run out of gas. You need some sort of obstacles to get them out of your way, but you don't want too many people. You don't want too many obstacles. Drive into Washington, like the Washington area right now. At 525, that's a dumb call.
Not wise, guys.
Somebody says the feed is way behind, that he was on 10 and Westcott now, and that he's actually under the chopper. Well, we don't know because they lost their signal.
The world may never know.
Somebody says there was a white Challenger Hellcat that got away in Houston once. That kind of feels like the beginning of Ocean's 11, where they talk about the three guys who tried to rob casinos.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, I guess, okay, the Hellcat got away, I'll believe it. but
that's
a white F-150, probably not.
Yeah, I mean, the only way to get away is he's got to blend in with a bunch of other white F-150s, which isn't hard to do here, and the police get confused and he's able to sneak away.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do. I hope you're listening to the show, because that's what I would do if I were you. And you've been pretty impressive. I would have to say
safely, though.
Yeah, try not to hit any innocents. But on the other hand, I mean, this guy has been impressive.
Yep.
And he hasn't hit anything or torn up a tire yet, from what I could tell. All he may have now, because we've gone a good 5 minutes without any live feed. But, getting out of that cul-de-sac was one of the most impressive things I've seen in a car chase. And I've been watching car chases for years, AJ.
Yeah.
And we have been the official car chase station now for over a year. And that is one of the most... You want to talk about the greatest of all time. This guy's going to have to go in that conversation. You know, forget the stupid basketball talk.
No. if he gets away, he gets into that conversation.
Well, nobody.
If you don't get away,
nobody ever gets away.
Well, that's the legends get away.
Well, the bandit did.
Let's talk to Jack real quick while we're, you know, trying to get through to the next when the chopper figures out their stuff. We'll get back to it. But what do you got, Jack?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Back to the Steph Curry thing. I just had a quick point to make, and in my opinion, for two of those rings, once they got Kevin Durant, I don't even feel that he was the best player on the Warriors. And the ring they won without him, people forget how depleted that Cleveland team was that LeBron was leading before Steph even got his first ring.
Okay. Well, listen, that sounds like a guy trying to poo-poo Steph Curry.
You were so protective of Steph Curry. Like you should be his agent. You really should.
I don't have to be. The guy's got multiple rings and MVPs.
Yeah, well, you're caping for him.
Well, yeah. He's one of the best players in the world. I don't need to. But he's the best shooter who's ever played this game.
That I'll give you.
But, it's like, oh, he wasn't the best player on the team. I disagree. I think the Warriors were a lesser team when Kevin Durant got there. They weren't as good. How about that? You want a hot take?
They didn't win as many games in the regular season.
They weren't as good.
Well, but they won a title. And then they lost the title when he broke. So, look, the guy's great, but let's not put him in the Jordan conversation.
He's not in that, but you said if he wins three more rings. Which,
and you know what?
If he doesn't belong in that conversation,
he's not going to be the best player on that team when they win the last couple, too.
Well,
he's not young anymore.
He's not, well, neither is James.
No, but I mean, I'm not putting James in any conversation. That's not who we're talking about.
But if James wins the next six championships, he's in the conversation.
I don't think so. He's not going to win. For one thing, that's
you're the one who said if he wins three more rings.
Yeah.
So you.
But how does he win?
Now you're like, well, that's hyperbole.
Well, no,
you're the one who brought it up.
But I mean, what if he's like the fifth best player on the team? The last
one
that
doesn't count.
Well, sure it does.
Well, it doesn't count. It doesn't count toward like it doesn't count if you're not one of the like the key guys.
Well, I mean, he'll still be a key guy, but he probably won't be the key guy at that.
You can't
point.
Be like Robert Horry.
Yeah, but see, that's a silly one because Robert Horry is not even
he's a role player.
Yeah, I mean that's like
if you're a role player,
that argument is like Chuck Nevitt won five rings with the Lakers and all he did was sit on the end of the bench.
Well, that's the argument for Gary Payton, like the fact that he even does have a ring. He got one with Miami when he was a role player. He was a bit player. It still doesn't, like, say, oh, well, remember when he won it? No, I don't. Josh and I were talking about that before. You kind of forget that he even won it.
Yeah. In fact, I don't even remember that he was on that team. I just remember him failing with the Lakers.
Well.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Hopefully we'll get a car chase when we come back.
Terrible.
It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, and we do have the chase up on our screen here. He's now on Bingle.
Took a right off of I-10, yeah. So northbound on Bingle.
In the wrong lane there, almost a head-on.
The cop even had to slow down a little bit because this is dangerous stuff right here.
And this guy is, I mean, now he's in trouble.
The guy moved out of the way!
Oh!
And he didn't gain any ground on the cop. He didn't
lose.
You've got to pick up ground in those moments.
Yeah, Bingle in Westview right now, so... yeah, this guy is...
A big truck. That's a useful weapon.
Yeah, you got to go to abc13.com is where we're watching it now. And, dude, he is...
Honestly, this is better than watching that TV. This TV sucks, too, but at least it's closer to us.
Yeah, we can actually see it. That's not a one-way, and he's... No, okay. I thought he might be going the wrong way on a one-way.
We need a wide shot. It looks like now he's putting some space between him and the cop.
Yeah, well, and he's doing a lot of... I mean, he's using... the weapons he has at his disposal, which is other cars, as blockers really well. Okay, so now he's turned right on Long Point. So if you're on Long Point, you might just want to get out of the way. Or, you know, help him. And he's gone on the wrong side of Long Point now.
Sometimes you got to risk it for the biscuit.
Yeah, this is going to end badly. He is going the wrong way.
I think he did that because he knew the cop wouldn't do it.
Yeah. Oh, now he's making a turn.
Yeah, he's got
else.
Some space. Oh, no, no. The cops, no that's a good cop.
I'm
man.
Telling
he's a good
you.
Cop driver, too.
I mean, we've been talking a lot about the chase guy, but let's give the cops some credit. That trail car has hung with him. And, I mean, this dude looks like he's got some professional driving
to
experience.
To me, the move is drive to the Galleria, drive into the parking garage, and then run and hide amongst the masses.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Is the Galleria open still?
And if they get your truck, okay, they got it. But then you can say, somebody stole my truck, and that's why they were running, probably.
Mm.
Like, I'd be on the phone right now calling the police saying, hey, my truck's been stolen.
Dude, this first patrol car, props to this officer. Because he is just staying right with him. And he's even getting up in the draft a little bit, saving some gas, which I think is a good move.
Yeah, there's been moments where the criminal has pulled away, but then the cop just picks the ground back up.
And the criminal's done a great job of using other vehicles, and he's worked through them just as well. I got to say, whoever's driving that car probably, you know, while I think the guy in the truck is a goat, no question, but I got to say, this cop deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, too.
All right. Now, let's play a really important game here. Let's guess the race of the driver.
That's a 150, right? I don't know. Maybe looks like a...
What's your guess?
I'm going to go 65% white, 25% Hispanic.
Lose it again?
The rest is other.
Yeah, I think the camera crashed out.
See, I'm making Hispanic the favorite here.
Yeah, it's a...
God,
somebody says
sucks.
It's a Dodge.
It's a Dodge, okay.
Yeah, it's a Dodge 1500. Dual cab, but not the full mega cab.
Mm. I'm going Hispanic.
I'm saying white or Hispanic. I think it's one of those two.
I mean, that's like...
I made the white the favorite.
All right.
Jeez.
Aaron?
I think I'm going to make Hispanic the favorite.
Okay.
Hmm.
You know, all I'm saying is just take a stand.
What? I have to have an opinion on everything? It's what are the odds Wednesday? I gave you a percentage.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Jeez,
if it,
I said
if it weren't
65%.
Wednesday, I'd call you wishy-washy if it weren't Wednesday. Today I'll allow it.
So.
Campaign heating up. Biden plans to visit Kenosha tomorrow.
Oh,
Biden's
boy.
Excited to go to Kenosha because they've got a curfew, which means he'll get to go to bed early.
Okay,
Joe Biden likes to go to bed at 6 p.m.
That's Transtar. That's
not it. Yeah, I don't care about this. Oh, I mean, I'd get wherever that is. Every vehicle on that road's white. I'd blend in right there.
That's why. That's
right there at the Galleria.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to tell you guys. Nobody listens to me. If you're going to escape in this thing, that's the way to do it. Oh, boy.
Well, I got to be honest. What's the news site?
ABC13.com.
Was that Joel Blank's wife's news?
No, that's Wendy.
Oh, that's Wendy's? Wendy, helicopter maintenance. Come on, girl.
I know the COVID's forced some cutbacks, but
geez.
Don't cut back your helicopter camera. We count on that.
Honestly.
And by the way, where are the rest of the stations? You guys suck.
That's like, you remember?
They are the literally only one covering it.
What's the number one rule of sporting events? If you start a sporting event on the radio or television, you finish it. You don't like now you can join in progress, you can start it up late, but you never leave early. Like the Heidi game, for instance, if you want to go back to when you were a kid, Fred. The Heidi game is infamous because they left the game early to play Heidi. Now no one does that. If you're going to start a police chase, you better be able to finish it if you're the news helicopter.
Man, that's going to get you ratings, man. You don't walk away from that.
Yeah, okay, we're on CBS now. I just want to make sure we're not giving them any views if they don't have the car chase.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we don't care. My favorite news station, whoever's carrying the car chase, period.
So check the other station websites, Aaron, and see if somebody else has it.
If they did, they'd have it on.
You would think. Well, they're on national news now. And that's all they got to do is talk about Joe Biden. It's Joe Biden's nap time. Good point. How are they losing the stream, but all these YouTuber kids do just fine? Maybe YouTuber kids know a little bit more than TV helicopter guy. Although I mean, it's not like they can follow along and stream. Believe me, you're not catching up. You're not keeping up with this guy and that cop. So, like, if you're in a car trying to, you know, thinking you're fast and furious and you're going to record the thing.
A lot of debate on the race of the driver on Twitch. One guy says Dodge equals 100% white. A couple guys later, Dodge truck, 100% Hispanic. Now, guys, I know it's a little bit of hyperbole, but no vehicle is 100% for any race, okay? There are Mexicans who drive Dodges. There are Asians who drive Dodges. There are even a couple black people who would drive a white Dodge pickup truck. Very few, I would imagine. Black is by far, that's the least likely, is a black guy in a plain white Dodge pickup with no, I mean, that's not a black guy.
And it wasn't a work truck. It wasn't like an oil field work truck.
Oh, we're back. We're back in the game, baby.
And, yeah, he's got some, we don't know
he's
where
he's got
we
a
are
tire now. Issue?
Yeah, I think he does.
He looks low.
Yep. I think, unfortunately, this
he's
is
back
about
on
to...
Hempstead and Pinemont.
I think this is going to end for him here pretty soon. He must have clipped something.
And there it goes again. His right front looked low.
Yeah.
And... he's going to have to bail on it soon. I always think if, like, you... the longer you let the car chase on, you let it go on as the driver, if you're like, you've got to think about when do I want to bail out. If you've got good cardio, you want to bail out early in the chase. If you've got bad cardio, you want to give yourself as much time in the vehicle.
And as much space as possible between you and the cop.
Because, you know, once you get out, I mean, you got to go for it. And how long are you going to last? So a lot of variables could happen on the road. Once you get out, it's mano-y-mano. Or mono e doggo, and if the dog catches you, oh, there's no worse fate.
Somebody says this, that say, okay, so now I'm gonna have to get updates from text from people who are out there. Somebody says he's at Pinemont and 290 now. He's not done yet. So, man, how do you?
Lamont says if the black guy stole the truck, it's possible. I've stolen a few Dodges in my youth. Well, I don't think a black guy would steal that truck, honestly. Lamont, you're an old school fella.
But
like, you, this is 2020,
but
bro.
Let's think for a minute about
who's stealing that car.
Listen, let's analyze this a little bit, because who do these car chase? Okay, we're back. Who do these guys tend to be? Either like somebody who the police were already after and they left their home.
This is so inconsistent. This is really disappointing by ABC.
Yeah, very disappointing.
Where's John? John, let's go, bud. He's on the golf course, isn't he? He's climbing on.
Yeah, he's either doing that or he's
definitely not telling his wife, hey, make sure the helicopter's working. That's what people are wanting to watch. Instead, we're watching a segment on virtual dating on Fox 26.
Well, a lot of these car chases are stolen vehicles, though, so I'll allow that as a possibility. I don't think that's necessarily what it's going
to
be.
I think the last one we had, though, was a domestic disturbance that they showed up to and he took off.
Yeah. All right, quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPNHouston for 20% off. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, and right as we came back, they lose the feed again. And, of course, darn, this is one of the all-time races.
It is.
It really is. This guy is going to be a legend. We'll be talking about the white Ford forever. So, you know what? While we're waiting for it to come back, let's do this Ad Hoc Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Ad Hoc Jeweler Gem of the Day.
So I'm curious, both your guys' thoughts on this. I like pumpkin beer. I think you like pumpkin beer.
Yeah.
Aaron, you like pumpkin beer, right?
Depending.
Okay.
But
do you like whiskey?
I do.
What about pumpkin whiskey? Southern Tier is doing a pumpkin. And it's a pumpkin whiskey.
I'm out.
I don't know. I'm curious about it. It's the highest proof whiskey in Southern Tier Distilling's arsenal, and it apparently is memorable as a flavor as the beer does. So they call it pumpkin pie in a shot glass.
Now, I've had a pumpkin pie moonshine, and it's pretty good. Mm. I've had an apple pie moonshine, too. It's a little better.
I mean, we could try this on a Friday.
Yeah?
We still have to narrow down what we're taking this
Friday.
A
flavored moonshine, that's probably the good way to go.
Although, I was just going to say the pumpkin whiskey.
Can we find the
pumpkin
whiskey?
I don't know. I mean, it just came out, so I don't know if we can find it.
I mean, we could put it off till a little bit further in the fall.
Yeah.
Hopefully Specs could get it in.
Well, let's write it down then.
Yeah, put that in your notebook. And I'll look for something tomorrow. I'll get some kind of flavored something. Moonshine might be a good idea for the shots. Anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
It needs to be some kind of gross flavor,
the gem
though.
Of the day.
I know.
It needs to be like licorice flavored moonshine.
Yeah, I'll find something like that.
Zadok Jeweler Gem of the
Menthol
Day.
Tobacco moonshine.
No, we're not doing menthol tobacco again.
Maybe it'll be non-menthol tobacco. Just regular tobacco flavored moonshine.
I'll find something for us.
Marlboro Red flavored tobacco instead of Newport flavored tobacco. We didn't talk about it at all about Kirk Cousins' comments.
Yeah.
And Kirk Cousins was sort of a victim of people reading a headline only. And Kirk Cousins did an interview and he said, you know what? If I die, I die. Which basically he's saying, I understand the risk of this. And if you're worried about him saying, I'm willing to die out there, see every MMA fighter and boxer ever before a fight. I don't think he really wants to die, but he's assessing his risk. He understands the possibility. And he also goes on to say, I don't like to wear a mask. And people just took that as the headline and said, Kirk Cousins doesn't like to wear a mask. And then everyone's like, Kirk Cousins is the devil. He doesn't like to wear a mask. But if you'd read the actual, if you'd read it in context, it said Kirk Cousins doesn't like to wear a mask, but he does it anyway out of respect for those around him. And now he's a bad guy for that? What are we doing?
Yeah, the people are just overreacting. They're looking for the littlest things to jump on. And you know what? I've said the same thing. Well, if the Rona kills me.
It gets you, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
If you're one of these people who are like, I'm not going to stop living life, you know, you still want to do some things, okay. You're taking that chance. Now, he said it out loud, and he said, I don't like wearing a mask. Guess what? A lot of people don't like wearing a mask, but we do it anyway because that's what we're supposed to do. That's what Kirk Cousins says he does. I don't see anything wrong with what Kirk Cousins said. Not one thing.
No, me either. I know people don't. People want us to attack him, but
you won't get it here. Nah. I actually feel bad for him because now, people are mother effing him on the Twitters.
Oh, almost hit on. Wrong. He almost hit. It's back, and he's in the wrong lane again, and almost a head on twice, but he's managed to avoid it. And man, he's zipping along. I think he's opened up a good lead again. You know, another good place to hide. Like a car sales lot.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Like a used car sales
lot.
But
the problem is getting off of it, like getting out of the lot. The great thing about a parking garage
is... Steal
another
car.
Well, I mean, I guess if you're a master car thief, you can do that.
Well, maybe he is. We don't know.
He might be.
Boy, he certainly is a master driver.
What's that in the back? That's what I want to know. What's in the back of the truck?
But you know what I think this is? I think this is A.J. Foyt winning one last...
By now, whatever, if he's got any evidence in the car, he's been able to get rid of it by now, right? He had enough of a gap.
Yeah.
But the cops they've closed the gap.
Yeah, they've closed it back up. And once again.
And it looks like there was a switch off because that's a different lead cop.
Yeah. Yeah. I think maybe something happened to the other guy. And of course, we lose it.
This is really disappointing, ABC.
Yeah. So.
Get your act together.
people are suggesting pineapple or coconut. I will find a vodka that I think would be fairly disgusting. Or a moonshine, a flavored one. I'll take
shine.
I will take care of that tomorrow and surprise all you guys on. And once again, we get Transtar, and here's the exit from San Felipe in Westheimer. Great. Wonderful. Thank you. That's very helpful. So.
Pumpkin beer shotgun. That's what people are suggesting for Tyler this week. Maybe.
Yeah. Are pumpkin beers starting to come out yet? Or is it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've also got, I was going to wait till further in the fall. I've got a whole bunch of pumpkin beer that I bought for my wife that we've been aging for years that she won't notice if a few of them are disappearing.
Well, we don't want Tyler to shotgun beer that you've aged
no,
for
No, I've
a
got
few
a, well.
No, no. No.
I think for Halloween, I'm bringing in, like that Halloween weekend, I'm going to bring in my 2015 and 16 Pumpkinators that I still have.
Okay. What, Tyler, you don't want to shotgun a pumpkin beer? Then so it shall be.
Exactly.
Of course you, I mean.
I reckon so.
Yeah. Like, and plus, you got a freebie last week with Natter Days. That was basically, that's a free square. I mean, that's like, I chugged a lemonade from Sonic. Like, okay. Of course, I did it too, but I'm not the chugger. Tyler's our leadoff bat, and he's our leadoff guy for happy hour.
Yeah, I think
it's tradition now.
Yeah, I think Tyler that's his.
It's a tale as old as time.
Some would say a tradition unlike any other.
Mm. Pumpkin.
It's a tale truer than the Bible itself.
Do you prefer a pumpkin stout or a pumpkin ale, Tyler? Pumpkin ale or pumpkin stout?
Stout.
Okay, so we'll get you a pumpkin ale to chug. Yeah. That's.
Hey, you should have answered the exact opposite. Yeah. You know that, right? You know that's where that was going. Well, I'm really disappointed. I want to know how this sucks. This is like you go to the movies, and this is like going to see Endgame right when they all come back, and suddenly the movie thing goes out.
Yep.
Oh, here we go.
We're back. Back in the game. But now we're about to have to go to break.
Well, we got a couple minutes. Whoop, there's the police helicopter again.
He's around some fancy houses now.
Yeah, I think this is
this is like Tyler's neighborhood.
Yeah, this is where the rich folk live. And he's still on the wrong lane.
They ain't that fancy. Those are old roofs. Landscaping's not great.
Those are some big old pools, though, that they have in their backyards.
Well, yeah, because they got big lots, but that's...
I don't know.
I don't think he's in.
We need to know where he is.
The further you're out from the city, the bigger.
Oh boy, he's running into traffic now. This is not good.
There's like rubble in the backyard.
He's in the wrong lane, and it's completely full. The traffic is backed up, and he's still
dodging the trees and everything.
He needs to get a left turn ASAP.
Yep, he does.
Left turn ASAP now.
Boy, weaving. And okay, there it is.
There we go. The cop got a good path.
Man, he's a. Well, he did a good job going through the. Avoiding the trees and this guy's got to run out of gas at some point, right?
Yeah. Honestly, I think at this point he needs to get on a sidewalk and like where a cop is scared to follow.
Or you know what? I think if he could find some, you know, like rough terrain and get off road with that thing, he's got a better chance than those cop cars do.
They're getting a better view on him now where they're trying to find out his race. They all took bets.
So, yeah, well.
And we should really be doing these because
his rims are dirty. He probably is white.
The news reporter from the helicopter just pointed out, I think it's a Dodge Ram. Yeah, no, we already said that.
People aren't listening to the news. They're listening to us.
I know. This is what people aren't going to tune into.
But
we
should be doing these.
Well, they'll have it. Well, we are. This is our thing.
He should bust through that fence and drive onto that other street.
This looks like, where the hell is he now? Those are some pretty nice houses. Oh, no, it froze. Oh!
All right. Yeah. Well, great time to go to break, man.
Let's go to break. All right. We'll be back. Hopefully, so will the Chase. It's the Blitz on ESPN
97.5. Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Houston, hello.